Let's talk music. Let's talk Bell City Brass Works. We have Doug Johnson and Katie Humphrey. Katie, what instrument do you play again?
French horn.
French horn. Yeah. Now you play in several bands. You're not just playing this one. You're multi-bandile, right?
Yeah.
Many of us. Isn't that the term you guys use?
Multi-bandile. Oh, yeah. We use it all the time for her.
So how many bands are you playing?
Four.
Wow. Now I know you play the Racine Concert Band, Bell City Brass Works, and
Kenosha Pops.
Yeah.
And UW Parkside Community Orchestra.
Oh. You keep it all straight, huh? Now let me ask you this question. What if two of them had a performance on the same night? Where do you go?
Well, luckily they all communicate.
No. That wasn't the question. Don't evade the question. Let's say Bell City Brass Works, because you got the conductor right here.
Okay.
And let's say Kenosha Pops had a concert on the same night. Where do you go?
Careful.
This is a pretty easy question. He's sitting right here. I mean, you don't have to.
Yes, of course I would pick Bell City.
Yeah, right. This guy's sitting here.
You're going to say Kenosha Pops
right in front of him? What's the matter with you?
Come on.
All right. We got Doug Johnson, conductor, and French hornist. Is that it?
Several
term?
Yes.
French hornist?
Yes.
Is it really? I just made that up.
Oh.
Katie Humphrey is here.
One in a row.
Now, you guys have, this coming week, obviously, St. Patrick's Day is on the 17th, and you guys have a concert on the 22nd. Songs from the Scottish Highlands. Oh, yes, the peat. Ah, yes, and the moors and the peat and the, wow.
That's right. Yep. So you get in the mood this weekend,
yes.
And then you keep it going. Next weekend.
Because they got a big thing over at Festival Hall this weekend.
Yeah.
Shamrocks and Shenanigans.
Whoa.
So you get all juiced up, and then you're ready to go on the 22nd.
Right.
So give us some of the music of Ireland you're going to be playing.
Oh, not Ireland. Scotland.
Scottish.
Careful.
Absolutely. Scottish Islands.
Yeah,
right?
No, the music that we're doing is written by Philip Spark, is from his suite from the Highlands, Hymn of the Highlands, and it's absolutely gorgeous music. It'd be very hard to describe, except once you start listening to it, you know you're in Scotland. You've got to be there because it has the drones of, it sounds like the bagpipes are playing in the background and these beautiful melodies played. And Eric Weiss just does this fantastic job on all of his solos. So it's really a great thing to listen to.
We have a number of really
good soloists. We've got fantastic soloists this concert. Almost everybody, all the leadership in the group is playing a solo somewhere in this concert.
You know, one of my favorite movies is Brigadoon.
Oh, yeah.
I love Brigadoon. If people don't know, it's about two guys from New York City who go hunting in the Scottish Highlands and somehow come across this village that wakes up every 100 years.
Right.
And they fall in love with it. At least one of them does. Gene Kelly, Van Johnson wants to go home. And the music is so good.
Yes.
I mean, Heather on the Hill.
Right.
I can name all the songs from Brigadoon. I love it. You know, ain't gonna play any Brigadoon music?
Not on this concert. No, not on this one. No. We're going strictly with hymns that you haven't heard of before. Cremona, which is a beautiful hymn, and it's about a little house home on the sea, and it's a church that plays. It's a beautiful, beautiful hymn. I think you'd absolutely love it, but I don't think there's anything on this concert that you are not going to go, that was really a great piece of music. I love the way they play. And it just takes you to another world. You know what? On top of that, we got two high school students coming.
I was about
to
say, you got some award-winning scholarship high school students.
Yeah, we get those students are for our Memorial Scholarship that we've run for many years. And this year we have two winners. The second place student was Richard Jimenez Munoz. And he's from Horlick High School. He's playing trumpet solo, the Hummel Trumpet Concerto. And then our other person that we've got coming in is Dallin Arndt from Tremper High School. And he's playing Bride of the Waves, which was written by Herbert L. Clark. And he was fantastic in his solo. So come back and come to this concert. I guarantee you at Holy Communion, you're going to have the time of your life listening to great music.
Yeah, that's right
over here. Feed your soul is how I want to describe it.
What, say it again?
It will feed your soul.
Oh, look at you.
Because it's the kind of music that's very emotion-promoting.
Yes.
Bringing back the hills of Scotland.
Oh, yes.
Very much. We had a rehearsal last night, and I'm still kind of...
The moors and the
It's fabulous music.
Yeah, it is.
Now, this is going to be at Holy Communion Lutheran Church. This is right over here on 6th Street, not far from here.
Yep, up on the hill.
Yeah. Up on the hills of Scotland.
That's right.
In Racine, Wisconsin.
There you go.
Overlooking the moors.
You ever been there? Right. You're overlooking the moors. Have you ever been to Scotland?
Nope, Wales.
Well, pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't been there?
No, I haven't been.
Have you been outside of Racine?
Oh, yes, I have.
Kenosha.
I've been to Kenosha.
I want to know how far out we can go.
Actually, we could say almost every state in the Union. But I have been to Europe, but that was a few years ago with the Park High School Orchestra, where we went and toured Europe, and that was a fantastic trip.
I must have been a schlep with all those high school kids, huh?
Hey, listen, we had a great time. But be honest with you, of all the trips that I've taken with kids, I would love to take those trips without kids for a change.
I took my daughter on cruises, and that was enough. She was a teenager.
Yeah.
And teenagers want to be on the move. I wanted to relax. She said, let's do something.
Yep. And we did a lot of stuff. So.
Well, that's great. Where'd you go in Europe?
I forgot. It was just before 9/11, the year before 9/11.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And we made that trip, came back, 9/11 happened, and you couldn't leave town after that for a while. So, but it was an absolutely great trip for the kids. And that's the thing about music. You connect it to so many different things. We played great music that augmented Austria and Mozart, and just gorgeous things. And this concert has turned around, probably is one of the best concerts I think we're ever going to put out. Just gorgeous music.
It does sound like nice music. Whoa. The songs of the Scottish Highlands. Admission price is?
Free.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. How do you guys turn a profit when it's free?
Oh, yeah. We are very happy to have everybody there. Please fill that church completely.
How do the stockholders deal with that? Huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're pretty happy with things at the moment.
We do a free will offering, but there's no pressure, obviously.
Yep.
No.
Well, that's great.
But we do lock the doors until you pay. So.
Yeah.
How many, I'm just kidding.
How many orchestras are you part of?
Let's see. I'm in four bands in the Stoughton area. I live in Stoughton, Wisconsin, now just outside of Madison. So I play in a jazz band, a brass ensemble that I started up there. And then I play in a small Dixie group. We have a bell choir that plays there, and we're in the city band there, so that may be more than I think. And then direct this group, Bell City Brass Works. And I also play in the Parkside Orchestra, yes.
My goodness.
Sits behind me there.
Yeah. I do this. Yeah, we play in a few groups. I'm retired now, so I cut back a little
bit. I was about to say, how do you make a living if with all these groups? Where do you find time to actually work the drill press?
Oh, well, you know, I did retire from Racine Unified when COVID started.
Oh, really? You're a school teacher?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I taught in the Racine School District for 43 years.
Music?
Yeah, Park High School.
Oh, wow.
Primarily.
So let me ask about students involved in the music program, because I was in grammar school, and they tossed me out of the band because they said you can't play. This was terrible, so I think I told you that story.
Superintendent. And I think you proved it pretty well, too.
threw me out. Actually, I took up drums, so I was back in the band again, the rest is history. Do you find students? You got a lot of promise in Racine schools?
Oh, yeah, fantastic students. These two young men that are performing with us this time are examples of some of the excellent students we've had. But over the years, we've had many students become professionals. We've got students right now that are performing on Broadway. I've got students that are writing music in L.A. for movies, performing with the large groups, going around the country. I grew up in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and went to Tremper High. And we had my graduating class of 28 seniors that were in the band that year, 20 of us make our livings in music.
I had Joseph Williams on the air with me a few weeks ago. He's the lead singer for Toto, the rock group. His dad is John Williams, the composer of Star Wars, Raiders of the Lost Ark, E.T. The Extraterrestrial, everything Steven Spielberg, Schindler's List, Jaws, and that's his dad.
Yeah.
And I said, wow. And his mother was in the movie Carousel. She's also a performer. And his grandmother, it was on the Dick Van Dyke Show, Andy Griffith, all those shows, Danny Thomas.
Yeah.
What a family. He sang Hakuna Matata and Can You Feel the Love Tonight in the movie, the animated film The Lion King. He was the voice of the singing.
Oh, fantastic.
He didn't do the talking. He just did the singing voice of it. What a family.
Yeah. Yeah, it works that way for quite a few families. Once you get into music, you're really into it. My wife plays French horn. She plays in the groups that I play in, and Bell City Brass Works and the Symphony. But my daughters both played instruments. Their children all played instruments or were dancers. My youngest grandson is a high school choir director in Iowa right now and doing a fantastic job. They're unbelievably talented. My youngest granddaughter is in the Army band up in Minnesota playing the National Guard band, doing a fantastic job with that. She graduates from college this year and is moving on to other things in her life, but absolutely loves music. We have been very blessed to have all of these kids, all of us be involved in music, and it really keeps people together. It's just a wonderful thing to do. And music like this concert is the epitome of what you want to have, because after every number, it just reaches into your soul and makes you want to just bathe yourself in the beautiful music that you're listening to.
Yeah, he said in between singing Africa and Hold the Line with Toto, he composes movie scores.
Oh, fantastic.
And just like his father. The films aren't as big yet.
No, not yet.
But he's getting there.
Yeah.
But his father's 94.
Yep.
And he just went out to Boston to work on the newest Steven Spielberg score.
Yeah.
94.
Well, yeah. Come on, we've got a... How old is Ralph? He's...
Oh, I thought you were going to say, how old are you?
97. Well, no, we've got... Really? We've got a trumpet player in our group that's 97, so...
I thought you were looking at Katie. Well, Katie, how old are you?
And I was just hoping that her mind was working faster than mine was.
Wow, that's how old you are, Katie? Wow, you're still playing? Okay, we're talking to Doug Johnson, conductor and French hornist, Katie Humphrey. From Bell City Brass Works, they got a big concert coming up, Songs from the Scottish Highlands. And this is coming up Sunday, March 22nd at 3 p.m. It's going to be at the Holy Communion Lutheran Church, 2000 West 6th Street, right over here. That's hard for me to say. West 6th Street.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a lisp, and it's very hard for people to lisp.
Pronunciation.
Yeah, it's very hard for me to say. And this will feature two students. From which school are they now?
One is from Horlick High School, Richard Jimenez Munoz is from Horlick High School, and the other young man is Dallin Arndt from Tremper High School in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Why don't you get the sponsors in? I want to make sure we get their names.
Oh, the sponsors? That's good. We've worked with these people over the years. Pacetti's Maestro of Music, that has been a story. It was Manny Mitka's way back in the day. Greg and Terry Mackey, Greg is a member of the band, and he gave that in honor of his... his children, I think, and that was fantastic to have. And we have a few others, too, that are involved in that. As I quickly turn my pages to find my information. Roger Pallman Chevrolet has been a sponsor of the group, a major sponsor, a Pioneer Drum and Bugle Corps, and the St. David Society of...
Racine,
yes. Those are our major sponsors. These are people that have donated a considerable amount of funds, over $1,000 each, to sponsor the group for the year or so.
And then that's how we get free concerts.
That's how we get free concerts. And we also ask people if they want to donate to the group to become a sponsor to get on that list. And we've got many different levels of being a sponsor of the group for $50 a year. It's sort of like National Public Radio or Wisconsin Public Radio, where you get donors for the year, and that helps defray all of our costs and really makes it quite easy for us to keep running the way we are. We don't sell ads. We just have you come and enjoy the music and have a great time when you're with us.
And we acknowledge the sponsors on the program at every concert.
Yep.
Give a little history of the Bell City Brass Works. How old are we talking here?
I've been with them now 27 years. I think we're a little bit past our 42nd years. We started over 40 years ago.
This is our 37th.
37th? It seems long. No. Okay. All right. So I'm not all that great with numbers, but we're working on it. But yeah, the group started from a group of gentlemen that were marching in drum and bugle corps, but they were aged out. They have been out of the corps for quite a while, and they still really enjoyed playing. So we got together and just had a brass group that started here in West Racine and practiced for a few years, and we're working our way at enjoying pops music, that type of thing. And we slowly evolved into a brass band, which is built off the British brass band style, which includes alto horns, baritones, euphoniums, trombones, cornets, not trumpets, E-flat cornet, flugelhorn, and tubas. And there's quite a bit of literature in British brass band music, and that's how we started adopting to the direction that we're going into now.
The only thing I know about cornets is in the music, 76 trombones, he mentions cornets.
Yes, he does.
What's the difference?
The difference, well, for the person listening, there's a difference in sound. The cornet has a more mellow, softer sound, really, than a trumpet. Trumpet is meant to really signify and get the air going through, the sound going through the wall next to you. I mean, you can play those extreme loud. You can play any brass instrument very loud, but the cornet has a much more mellow tone, and it is conical instead of cylindrical. I think that was it. We're working my brain here this morning, guys. Okay, but yeah.
This is kind of fun.
Yeah, it is. It's fun watching these
smoke come out of his ears.
It's smoking, folks, I'll tell you.
Smoke. Songs from the Scottish Highlands, Sunday. This Sunday, March. This Sunday? No.
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 Next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Okay, Sunday, March 22nd at 3 p.m. at the Holy Communion Lutheran Church. That's right there on 6th Street, 2000 block of 6th Street here in Racine. And features a great list of Scottish songs. And Doug Johnson, conductor. And watch on the French horn. You're going to see Katie Humphrey there.
And we have some other really fabulous solos from our band, too. Maybe we want to acknowledge
them. I really want to mention these other people. Deb Floyd Mertens, Mike Pollock are playing. He's a baritone player that we've got. I also have...
And they're playing a duet.
Duet, yeah. And Diane Johnson, my wife Eric, and Mike are also doing a trio. We have Eric Mertens, who is our principal euphonium player, and he has got a fantastic solo that he's playing. And then from Horlick High School, we've got the band director there, Mr. Jacob Myers, who's playing an E-flat cornet solo, the really small cornet, and that is fantastic. So this is just going to be a great concert.
It is.
It. Yep.
It is going to be a great concert. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Don. You're a great supporter. We appreciate it.
You're always welcome. And the Racine Concert Band kicks off on July 5th, right? Somewhere around there. Yeah. Yep. It's always around July 4th, somewhere around.
Yeah, we're going to be playing on Monument Square, I believe, for that first concert.
So. I heard. That should be good.
Yeah. We're moving up.
Thunderstorms, sleet, hail, snow. That should be really good.
At least it's in July. Yeah,
I'm playing the... St. Patrick's Day Parade on Saturday with the Pops. That'll be fun in the snow.
Kenosha Pops. Yep. Yeah, Kenosha Pops. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.